ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज दि ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन दि उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाई ब्रह्मन मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाई मी लेट देर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन लेट देर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी। मे ऑल दि वर्च्यूज दट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन दि उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी हु एम एंगेज्ड in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have completed the 11th section of this Chandogya Upanishad of the 8th chapter. Real teaching is going to start only in this 12th section, and this is called Ashariri Atma. The unincorporeal self, the real self, real Atma, Brahman. This is the subject matter of the 12th section. Prajapati starts teaching to Indra. And what happened to Indra? This is the fourth stage. First stage, let us recollect, Indra realized, though at first he misunderstood, all the three occasions, he misunderstood at first, but after deep thinking, he came to the right understanding and right realization, which was complemented by he three times staying with Prajapati for 32 years, which makes it 96 years. So, what was he doing? His mind is becoming gradually pure. Now, he has become a real adhikari. And we have seen in our yesterday's class, Prajapati started teaching the difference between the Atman and the body. Either we think our Atman is the body, or we think the Atman is bereft of body, which means all the three bodies, gross, subtle and causal. But this point is made very clear, separate through the process of neti, neti, na iti, na iti, not this, not this. Neither the body is the Atman, nor the subtle body is the Atman, nor the causal body is the Atman. But he wants to tell that, O Indra, whatever experiences you outlined, you found out as the defects, if we identify ourselves with any of the three bodies, experiencing through these bodies three states of consciousness, a waking, the dream, and the deep sleep, you can see you yourself have found out, and that is correct understanding, that so long as one is under the delusion that I am either the physical body or mind, or the causal body, unhappiness, birth and death, coming into contact with that which is pleasant and unpleasant, birth and death, changes are inevitable because all these states are changes. All these changes apply to all these three states. Change means anritha, where Prajapati had taught earlier, he declared that this is the amrutam. Amrutam means that which never changes, immortal. Abhayam, that means there is nothing to agitate the mind. No unhappiness will ever touch a realized person who is called a Brahmagna Purusha. That is the theme of every Upanishad as well as here also. So we have gone through some of these mantras. We will just briefly go through them. Bhagavan, Martyam va idam shariram atam rutyuna tat asya amrutasya ashariresya atmanaha adhishtanam atto vai sa shariraha priya apriyabhyam navai sa shariresya sataha priya apriya yoho apahati asti ashariram vavasantam na priya apriye spruśataha. Here Prajapati had clearly distinguished between that which is eternal, that which is changing all the time. So, O Indra, this body is mortal, always held by death. Mortality is the very nature of the body, which is physical. This body, physical body, is corporeal. The body is inert, jada. It doesn't know it is a body. Same thing applies to the mind also. It doesn't have consciousness of its own, but it thinks it is conscious because of the borrowed consciousness. Sri Ramakrishna puts it beautifully. When we are cooking vegetables, when the water is quite hot, the vegetables, as if jumping up and down, as it were, we are moving, we are dancing, but remove the fire and they lose their movement. Beautiful way, Sri Ramakrishna, for every Vedantic teaching, he has an illustration like Kalidasa. So, fire means your consciousness, vegetable, that means everything in this universe. Living, so-called jada, non-living, all are jada only. They do not have their own consciousness, but where there is life, we borrow that consciousness, but we forget we borrow. We are living by borrowed consciousness. We are living with the help of consciousness, but we think we are conscious beings. That is what we say. Whenever we say, my body is real, that which is real in our definition is that which has got prana and it has consciousness and we are identified with it. But then what is the problem? As we all know, Prajapati need not point out, but to create dispassion, say, so long as there is a body, one cannot escape. Which Sri Ramakrishna puts it very beautifully, Pancha Bhuter Bhande, Brahma Pode Kande. Even if Brahman descends into the net of the five elements, he will have to weep, like Sri Ramachandra had to weep. So, Prajapati continues, Tat asya amrutasya ashariresya atmanaha adhishtanam. Then what is the speciality of this body? Why did God create? Because that is the best instrument for realizing God. As if God is playing a solitaire game, himself as if forgot his own real self, as if in play, even though he is fully conscious. So, Prajapati says, O Indra, this body is mortal, always held by death. So, it is the abode of the self, which is immortal and incorporeal. What is the good side of this body? It is the abode of the self. We have seen it, Brahmapuri. Whether you want to enjoy, whether you want to suffer, this body is the only instrument. How do we know? If anesthesia is applied, then we will not know what is pain, but equally we will also not know what is pleasure. Atta means completely we are grasped in the very jaws, fangs. This gross body, trapped in the fangs of the goddess of death. We think that Yamadharmaraja will come sometime in future when our time has come. But we forget, we are always trapped in the fangs of goddess of death, that is in the what is called sphere of limitation of time. Time means death. Time is also compared to a serpent, because just as a serpent, so silently it comes and bites us. When time is going to bite, we do not know. Just look, everyday news, if we read them with Divya Chakshu, divine eye, then we can understand this truth is very clear. I am just referring that Boeing Dream airliner crash in Ahmedabad. Did the people know? Even 1 second back, everybody is thinking after a few minutes, the drinks will come, food will come, and then we will settle down. We will have a nap. We will have a chat. But death has come. But for one person, death said, no, your time hasn't come. So, he did not die. The devotees of Sri Ramakrishna must remember Sri Ramakrishna's, the incident in the Sri Ramakrishna's life when Mani Malik had come to him and everybody understood some terrible tragedy had happened. When asked, he said that my 25-year-old young son, had suddenly passed away. The father, 60-year-old father, is alive and the 25-year-old young person is dead. Are we not seeing? Fetuses die, children die, youth die, middle-aged persons die, old people will die. At any time, death is ready to grasp. So, Sri Ramakrishna, to assuage the grief of Manimallik, he went into Bhava Samadhi, came out, slapped his thigh and started singing in his inimitable voice, Gandharva Nindita Kantha. Jeev Sajo Samare. O Jiva, we are all Jivas. Who is a Jiva? One who thinks, I am the body, I am the mind, I am these three gross, subtle and causal bodies, experiencing waking dream and dreamless. That person is, that being is called Jiva. But these bodies, as I said, they do not know we are Jivas. It is the consciousness deeply associated, inseparably attached, that is called the Jivatma. But even when we are deeply enmeshed, we are aware, because language betrays our experience. My head, what is happening? My head is having splitting headache. My head means my friend, my house, my son, my enemy, my friend, whoever it is, completely separate being as it were. But then we forget and I am having splitting headache. I and my go on interchanging the words. So, Prajapati is pointing out that fact which Indra earlier found out himself. But Prajapati was emphasizing. Sashariraha, that means one who thinks he is the body. Priya apriyabhyam, the contact with that which is pleasant or unpleasant. Now why? It is impossible that it is to avoid them. Sa sharirasya, one with the attachment to the body. Sa sharira means a living body. Sa sharira means not merely living body. Sri Ramakrishna had a living body. Swamiji had a living body. Holy Mother also had a body. Every Jivan Mukta, we can say, has a body, but they never say, I am the body. Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham. Shivoham shivoham. Sa sharirasya sataha. Being completely identified with the body. Priya apriya yoho apahati. Apahati means elimination, destruction. Na asti. Impossible. The embodied self is always the victim of pleasure and pain. So long as one is identified with the body, there is no cessation of pleasure and pain. No one can escape the sixfold changes.
That is what just now I said. Brahman weeps, falling into the net of five elements. Ashariram vavasantam na priya apriye spruśataha. But in contrast to this body and identification with the body, the problem is not the body. Problem is not the mind. Problem is our deep, superglued identity. I am the body. I am the mind. That is the problem. But the Atman is free from all these three states, three bodies. That is called a shariram. There is no sharira, vava santam. Being in that realization that I am free from these three bodies, and this is only linguistic teaching, because a turiyatma doesn't go on saying, I am free from the three bodies, I am free from the three states of experience. Na priya apriye spruśataha. A jivan mukta is never touched even by it. Remember, all the yogis give up their bodies joyfully. So, Swami Vivekananda voluntarily gave up his body. What did he say to Shashi Maharaj, who was at Chennai? Swamiji gave up his body in Belur Math. He said, Shashi, I spat out the body as if our spit, which means which is abominable, abhorrent, I don't want. I became identified with the body for the sake of fulfilling the Divine Mother's mission. That's all. What happened? An Akshay died in front of Sri Ramakrishna. He said, I clearly saw the soul being separated like a sword being separated from this scabbard. So here, Prajapati uses this word, Uttama Purusha. Remember, Yasmakshara Matitoham Aksharadapicha Uttamaha Ato Asmi Loke Vedecha Prathitaha Purushottamaha. That means I am the Brahman. This is the fourth stage. So Prajapati revealed that profound truth that the ultimate soul is called Uttama Purusha, free from any sort of mind or body. He is the Avasthatraya Sakshi. When? Not when he is in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Even us, when we are in deep sleep, we don't identify, even though potentially Karan Sharira is there. So, I am beyond the waking, beyond the dream, beyond the deep sleep. I am only a witness. Who says? A realized soul, kept by God for the welfare of the world, he alone says, a Jivan Mukta alone says. So Prajapati is trying to emphasize the importance of the temporariness, non-eternality, limitedness of the body. It is perishable, trapped by death. But the soul is distinct, indestructible, amrutaha, abhayaha, free from what is priya and apriya, pleasant and unpleasant. Now, a jnani, a jivan mukta, this is called the state of a jivan mukta. So, a jivan mukta is also called a jnani, understands that though the body may experience pain, prarabdha karma, the I, the Atman, is not the body and is therefore unaffected. Remember, Ramana Maharshi, he used to say, this body. Sri Ramakrishna used to refer to his body as this body, never as I. That is called Paramahamsa Avastha. Spiritual knowledge doesn't mean that a Jivan Mukta's body doesn't suffer. He will not feel hungry. He need not eat. These are all foolish ideas. But his perspective, it removes all mental anguishes. And not only that, a Jivan Mukta Jnani perceives all pleasures as his own, enjoying the world collectively rather than individually. Like Sri Ramakrishna said, after being forced to pray to the Divine Mother, let me eat a little food, let some food pass through this throat. Sri Ramakrishna was unable to swallow. Then mother showed, why are you not eating? Through all these, we have to remember, these are the inspiring examples, how they also have the body, but not bound by the body. And Jivanmukta, of course, he doesn't say, I have a body, therefore he can never create a new karma. And that state of the Jivanmukta is called Turiyavastha. It is unchanging, ever-witnessing consciousness, underlying all the three states of waking, dream and deep sleep. And that Sakshi is always present. This Sakshi operates through the senses and mind and body without becoming impure by its association with what the body and mind does. If this mind, for instance, is called the divine eye, Divya Chakshu. Remember, in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna wanted how to see Krishna in his real nature, not even in his real nature, in his manifested universal form, Vishwarupa Sandarshana. And he said, oh Arjuna, you will not be able to see me. Divyam Dadami, I grant you spiritual eye. Even then he could not bear it. So what is the teaching so far we have seen? Core teaching is that a soul, a Atman, a Brahman is incorporeal, asharira. Asharira means free from the three bodies, which means freedom from all the three states of waking, dream and deep sleep. Now, Prajapati wants to illustrate this concept of ashariri with four examples. So, how does he do it? Ashariratvam of Atman or Brahman. Ashariro vayuhu. Then we have to use that, add that word ashariro. Ashariro abraham. Ashariro vidyut. Ashariro stanayitnuhu. Though it is not there, ashariraani etani. Tat yatha etani. Amushmat akashat samuthaya param jyoti upasampadya svena rupena abhinishpadyante. The wind is without any body, the cloud also without body, lightning is also without body, and thunder are without, all these without bodies. Now, as these four examples, only four, many other examples are there, rising from yonder akasha and reaching the highest light, appear in their own forms. Now, I just mentioned other examples. What other example? Even any one of us. That's what Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Bhagavan says, why are you grieving, O Arjuna? Avyaktadiyani bhutani. Where from these, all these creatures have come? Vyakta madhyani. Now, they are visible, they are interactable, they are gross, or they may be even subtle, because every guna, adjective, quality is not perceivable by the physical body. A good person, a friendly person, an inimical person, enmity, friendliness, compassion, sympathy, these are qualities which cannot be perceived by the physical organ, but mentally we can conceive of it. So, avyakta means non-manifest. So, we have come from avyakta and for some time we become vyakta or visible, interactable, experienceable and what we call death. Again we go back, it is not non-existence, we go back to that state. This is the core teaching, asharira. Now, what do we mean by avyakta, unmanifest? If you take superficial meaning, from in our last birth, we did something, that karma phala is waiting. So that karma phala forced us to take a physical body, that karma rupa, that unmanifest result of what we have done before, that is called unmanifest. But if you take the lakshyartha, where from are we coming? Atmana akasha sambhutaha, akashadvayuhu, vayuragni, agne rapaha, adhyah prithvi, prithivyam ushadaya, ఉషధీభ్యో అన్నం అన్నాత్ రసమయ పురుష. సో ఫ్రమ్ ది ఆత్మన్ ఓన్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రేస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ది పంచకోశ మెథడాలజీ. సో గో డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ యూ గో డీపర్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ హస్క్ లైక్ ఆన్ ది రైస్ దేర్ వుడ్ బి ఆన్ ది ప్యాడీ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ హస్క్ విల్ బి దేర్ అండ్ దట్ హస్క్ విల్ బి రిమూవ్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ సర్వ్డ్ ఇట్స్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ సో లాంగ్ యాజ్ ది రైస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ రైప్ ఇట్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ నౌ ఇట్స్ పర్పస్ ఈజ్ సర్వ్డ్ నౌ దట్ బికమ్స్ అనాత్మ దిస్ ఇస్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ది భృగు హౌ ఫస్ట్ ఈ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ విరాట్ దెన్ హిరణ్యగర్భ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణమయ కోశ మనోమయ కోశ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ అండ్ ఫైనల్లీ విత్ ఈశ్వర విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆనందమయ కోశ అండ్ హీ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ బట్ లిమిటేషన్స్ కోశాస్. ఫైనల్లీ ఏతం ఆనందమయమాత్మానం ఉపసంక్రమ్య. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఐఎమ్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పంచకోశాస్. అనదర్ మోడల్ ఈక్వల్లీ వాల్యుబుల్ మోడల్ ఐఎమ్ బియాండ్ ది స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ శరీరస్ ఐఎమ్ బియాండ్ ది గ్రాస్ సెటల్ అండ్ కాజల్ బాడీస్ దట్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ స్టేట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్. సో హియర్ ది ఐడియా దట్ ఈవెన్ దో వీ డోంట్ సీ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్వేస్ విత్ అస్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈజ్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ అవర్ లిమిటెడ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ దట్ చిత్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ అవర్ స్మాల్ ప్లెజర్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఆనంద స్వరూప. సో ఉపనిషత్ కంపేర్స్ ఇట్ విత్ ఎయిర్ క్లౌడ్స్ లైటనింగ్ అండ్ థండర్. సీ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ది వింటర్ సీజన్ ఆర్ ఆటమ్ సీజన్ స్కై ఈజ్ క్లియర్ దెర్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఫ్యూ క్లౌడ్స్ అండ్ దెర్ ఆర్ నో స్ట్రాంగ్ విండ్స్ బట్ దెన్ ఇన్ సమ్మర్ కమ్స్ ది రెయినీ సీజన్ బిగిన్స్ ది టెంపరేచర్ స్టార్ట్స్ రైజింగ్ స్లోలీ ది క్లౌడ్స్ గ్యాదర్ దెన్ దెర్ విల్ కమ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ విండ్స్ స్టార్మ్స్ విత్ హై విండ్స్ అండ్ లైటనింగ్ అండ్ థండర్ వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ దే హ్యావ్ కమ్ నోబడి నోస్ అండ్ వేర్ డూ దో గో బ్యాక్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఏ ఫ్యూ మిల్లీ సెకండ్స్ నోబడి నోస్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ దే హ్యావ్ కమ్ దే విల్ గో బ్యాక్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది యూనివర్సల్ లా ఆఫ్ కాజ్ అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ మస్ట్ గో బ్యాక్ ఎట్ సమ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ టు ది అండ్ మర్జ్ ఇన్ ది కాజ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివెన్ విత్ దట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ నౌ ప్రజాపతి కంటిన్యూస్ టు ఇంద్ర హే మఘవన్ ఏవం ఏవ ఏష సంప్రసాదో అస్మాత్ శరీరాత్ సముత్థాయ పరంజ్యోతి ఉపసంపద్య స్వేన రూపేణ అభినిష్పద్యతే స ఉత్తమ పురుష. సో ఫస్ట్ లెట్ అస్ అనలైజ్ దిస్ వన్. సో డస్ దిస్ సెరీన్ బీయింగ్ అరైజింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాడీ అండ్ రీచింగ్ ది హైయెస్ట్ లైట్ appears in his own form, in that state he is called the highest person. His English language is not very good. He is the real person. Uttama Purusha means reality, Atman, Brahman. So, very beautiful meaning is there. So, what does he do? When he reaches, he becomes, he realizes, I am Brahman. Satatra pariyeti jakshat kridan రమమాణః స్త్రీభిర్వా యానైర్వా జ్ఞాతిభిర్వా నోపజనం స్మరన్ ఇదం శరీరం స యథా ప్రయోగ్య ఆచరణే యుక్తః ఏవం ఏవ అయం అస్మిన్ శరీరే ప్రాణో యుక్తః. దేర్ దిస్ రియలైజ్డ్ సోల్ రీచింగ్ హిజ్ హోమ్ మన చెలో నిజ నికేతనే వాట్ డస్ హీ డూ హీ మూవ్స్ అబౌట్ లాఫింగ్ ప్లేయింగ్ రిజాయిసింగ్ be it with women, chariots, or relatives, never thinking of the body into which he was born. And for that an example is given. As an animal is attached to a cart, so is the prana attached to this body. That is to say, it is a beautiful description of, if you take it that way, an ordinary person. But if we go a bit deeper, this is a description of a Jivan Mukta. So, Sri Ramakrishna So life, if we examine, we see something very striking. First of all, we say, Sri Ramakrishna, at certain times, he loses his body consciousness and his body becomes absolutely still. Eyes do not see, they are turned upward like the eyes of a lizard. So we call it, Sri Ramakrishna is now in samadhi state, and then slowly comes back to our normal state. Now Sri Ramakrishna has come out of samadhi state. There could be no other misunderstanding greater than this. Because once a person knows I am the Atman, that person never again falls into the trap that I am a human being. Ramana Maharshi explains it. He calls it Sahaja Samadhi. Very beautiful word. Nirvikalpa Samadhi, a particular state where the person is not conscious what is happening in this body and mind. But Sahaja Samadhi means whether the person is in the waking state, dream state, or deep sleep state, or samadhi state, he is ever awake to the fact, I am Brahman. He never forgets it, cannot forget it. That is the result. That's why it is called Sahaja Samadhi. That is his natural state. One can never fall from that natural state. We are also experiencing that Sahaja Samadhi, but unable to recognize it, we try to think, I am the waker in the waking state, dreamer in the dream state, and sleeper in the deep sleep state. That's a mistake. So when a person reaches that state, what happens? Samprasadaha. Samprasadaha means what? That peace which passeth all understanding. Such a peace can never be described by any one of us. The Jivan Mukta's Ananda cannot be described because Brahman cannot be described as well as Brahmananda cannot be described. We can only take the words of the scriptures for granted. So he says, evam eva, exactly in the same manner, eshaha, that means this realized soul, what happens? He became samprasadaha. He becomes absolutely serene. When asmat sharirat samuthaya, waking up or separating himself from this body. What does it mean? See, we become free from body consciousness, and we do not become free from body consciousness both in the waking and dream states. Even in dream, we have seen Indra's cogitation that I may feel unhappy, I may meet desirable people or undesirable people, etc. So, but here, the deep meaning is sharirat samuthaya means being completely detached and knowing well I am the Atman. That is called samuthaya, means getting out of the attachment of the three bodies. Then what state is that? It is called turiyavastha. Here he uses beautiful word, paranjyotihi, jyotira jyotihi, the supreme light. What is that light? Aham Brahmasmi, upasampadya. He understands, I am Brahman, svena rupena, and forever he abides, avinishpadyate, and he remains exactly in his own form. Who? Such a person is called Uttama Purushaha, Smakshara Aksharat, one who is free from the body mind as well as from the status of Jivatma. Akshara means that which is perishable. Akshara means that pure consciousness associated with the body mind called Jivatma consciousness. So I am beyond both the Jivatma state as well as the body mind state. That is called Uttama Purusha. Purushottamaha. That's why it is called Purushottamayaga. Then what does he do? Now what does he do? He experiences as Brahman, Brahmananda. Brahmana saha ashnute sarvan kaman vipaschita. We have seen earlier where in Brahmananda, chapter Brahmananda Valli, very beginning, And then what does this person do? For people like us, this is a kind of advertisement. Sa tatra, in that state, pariyeti, he moves here and there. What does he do? Jakshat, eating, kridan, playing, ramamanaha, sporting, with what? Sribihiva, with beautiful women, not an ugly old person, but the most desirable woman. That's not the meaning. I will come to that. Yana Irva, that beautiful vehicles, he can run anywhere at the speed of mind, like Devendra's Airavata, or Devendra also has a chariot, or the Divine Mother had sent a chariot to collect the soul of Madhur Babu, or Sri Ramakrishna himself brought a chariot from, he was a Vaishnava, you see, from Vishnu Loka to collect the soul of Balaram Basu. Gnati Virva, very dear relatives, whom he used to love. Now Upajanam Smaran. So now we are thinking of the body. He doesn't think of the body. Idam Shariram. He never remembers because body is limited. But here, whatever he wants, whenever he wants, how much ever he wants, he will get it. So, what does it really mean? Does a Jivan Mukta go on, now I am a Jivan Mukta, I will now enjoy any woman I want? Or if she is a Jivan Mukti, that is a woman who obtained Jivan Mukti, oh, any man, Mr. Universe, I will sport with him. These are all childish ideas. What it means is, somebody is enjoying, a husband is enjoying a woman, both of them are enjoying, that joy is mine. Somebody is moving happily in a vehicle or in a private jet or Air Force One gifted by somebody, I am moving in that. Or he wants to see all the dear and near ones, Gnati Vihi. If some beloved persons are suddenly they come or I go and meet them, how much joy I get. So, without remembering the body, whatever creature, a mosquito is sucking the blood blissfully, almost in semi-consciousness, and that joy, that pleasure is mine. Whatever pleasures we are all enjoying, because he is never separate from us. He is all of us. So, here Prajapati gives a beautiful example. Just like if there is a cart, either a horse or a bullock is attached to it so that the cart can be moved. Similarly, what is it that moves this instrument called body, mind, prana? Sarire prano yuktaha. That is to say, so long as the Jivan Mukta, so body is there, prana is there, but he never identifies with it. He always feels that I am only just like the completely detached person. I enjoy. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says. Am I not eating through everybody? You remember that beautiful example when Sri Ramakrishna was coming by boat with some devotees to Dakshineswar. On the way, everybody felt hungry. So there was a little bit of money. They bought a pot full of sweets and they offered it to Sri Ramakrishna. He ate the whole thing. And everybody first thought, what a person, is eating everything himself. But Sri Ramakrishna was doing, he was eating on behalf of everybody. By the time he finished and belched, everybody was satisfied. Then Krishna took one grain of sticky rice and he said, I am completely satisfied. And 101 Durvasa and his disciples, hefty fellows like Bhimasenas, they felt one grain is forced into their mouth, the whole thing will come out. They felt so full and just ran away. These are examples given how much of bliss a Jivan Mukta is going to enjoy. Then we move on to the fourth mantra. Atha yatra etad akasham anuvishannam schakshuhu sachakshusah purushah दर्शनाय चक्षुः अथ यो वेद इदं जिघ्राणीति स आत्मा गन्धाय घ्राणम् अथ यो वेद इदम् अभिव्याहरण व्याहराणीति स आत्मा अभिव्याहाराय वाक् अथ यो वेद इदं शृणुमानीति स आत्मा श्रवणाय श्रोत्रम्. What does Prajapati wants to illustrate through this fourth mantra? We have a body, we have a mind. And whatever we are experiencing, that is through the sense organs, especially five sense organs of knowledge. But is the eye capable of seeing? Is the ear capable of hearing? No. If there is no Atman, if there is no prana, and prana and Atman, I said, always go together. It is only the consciousness. I am hearing. I am conscious. I am seeing. I am smelling. I am hearing. I am talking, etc., etc. So, Prajapati wants to draw, even if you are thinking that I am the body, really speaking, body is a jada, completely inert, bereft of consciousness. So, this is what he wants to say. Then, how does the body-mind experience? Because of the presence. All the time, the Atman, in the form of Chaitanyam, is present. It is through the help of presence of that consciousness, we all experience. And then we mistake it. The eye is seeing, the ears are hearing, the nose is smelling, etc., etc. Next. This organ of vision lies inside the space in the eyes. That's where the deity residing over the eyes, Akshipurusha. The eye is the instrument through which the self sees. Really, who sees? The self. Even after seeing, the eyes do not have the power of discrimination. Suppose it sees a snake or an angry dog running to bite us, finish us. The eye sees. But it doesn't understand. It only, like a dumb animal, conveys the information. It is the mind also doesn't understand. But with the help, it understands this body is in danger. So I have to run away or I have to protect myself fighting this. Or if I see a sweet, I must go and enjoy it. Whatever we do, it is the consciousness. It is to bring this consciousness is the most important thing, even for a person who is not realized, not to speak of a Jivan Mukta. That is, everything is done by Brahman. That is what we saw clearly in the Kena Upanishad. Shrotrasya Shrotram Yo, Chakshusaha Chakshuhu, etc. So, if there is vision, it doesn't belong to the eye. It is the eye, it is the self behind the eye that really perceives and conveys the understanding. Similarly, the one who knows, I am smelling, it is the self which understands what is the smell and does what is needed. And if somebody says, I am speaking, you are not speaking. It is the Divine Mother who is speaking, the Atman who is speaking. The organ of speech is the instrument through which, of course, the self speaks. Next, the one who knows, I hear this, is the self. The organ of hearing is only an instrument through which the self hears. This is to say, like we saw in the Katha Upanishad, Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi, Shariram Radhamevatu, Indriyani Hayanyahu, if you recollect. So the Upanishad is saying, the self is with us and the self makes use of the organs for its experience in this empirical world. I see, I hear, I speak. And what is that experience for? Because the self is pretending, I am the body, I am playing a solitaire game with myself. But finally, I must evolve and go back to my own nature. That is the purpose. So this is the meaning. How do we know that the self is working through the organs? Because if your mind is absent, you even the eyes are seeing, like some student sitting in a classroom with wide open eyes, but they're in deep samadhi state, nothing goes through their ears. Earlier, Prajapati had told Indra and Virochana that the person in the eyes is the self. Indra and Virochana took it to mean that this first the reflection, then the physical body, that is the real self. But this is not what Prajapati really meant. He meant that there is a consciousness behind the every eye, every ear, etc. It is that Akshipurusha, that is really the self, not the dumb eye. They are called Golakas. So, Purusha here, the word Purusha doesn't mean a male human being. It means the self. Puri Sete, that is called. That which resides in this body, controlling this body, using this body, or Purayati Iti Purushaha. He who is all-pervading, Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapath, that is the Purusha, that is the real Atman. All our organs, servants of the self. The person in the eye uses the eye to see, and the person in the ear, that he hears, that Purusha residing in the organ of smelling, uses that organ for smelling. So if he wants to speak, it makes use of the mouth. But unless that being wants, is present, none of these activities are at all possible. Even from our body point of view, body is complete jada, mind is also jada, all the three experiences are possible only because of that Chaitanya which helps us to think that this body is aware, alive, conscious, mind is aware, alive and conscious. This is Prajapati's teaching and this is the essence of the fourth mantra. Another two mantras are there which we will deal in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhurmuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.